superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Barons win! Barons win!
Cody Jansen stopped 92 out of 95 shots, including a penalty shot in overtime. Somehow he still only wound up the third star of the game.
You like that?
Jansen has a heart.
You're smoking crack!
Well, we got a few big games in the NHL happening tonight. Thought we'd come break that down for you. It's World Hockey Report coming to you live, of course, on Heavy Hockey Network. Cody Jansen with you. Follow me on Twitter at Janer on PXP. On the show today, Andy McNeil, NHL Hockey Betting at VSA and Live, and Scott Miller, author of Leading the Pack, Oilers and Blues playing tonight. Of course, we'll dive into all of that. Michael's got your preview, and of course, we got to shout it over to him.
Hey, it's Michael here for the Heavy Hockey Minute. Oilers are in St. Louis tonight to kick off a three-game road trip that ends Saturday in Calgary. Puck drops at 6 p.m. Mountain. Expect Jack Campbell to take the net. He's had two solid outings recently, one against the St. Louis Blues and the other against the Pittsburgh Penguins, with maybe a bit of a shaky first period. Oilers had their best two periods of the short season against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Expect them to come out flying again with a little bit of fire. St. Louis Blues have had some offensive challenge of late. The Oilers game, they scored only one goal against the goalie in net and one empty netter, and then, of course, got shut out by the Winnipeg Jets. They're going to be looking for redemption tonight as they go head-to-head against one of the high-flying teams in the NHL. Expect Jordan Binnington to take the net. He's been solid all season long. Make sure you check out heavyhockey.com.
Well, there you go. And one change, though, Jack Campbell not starting. Stuart Skinner actually going to go between the pipes. One breaking news bit from Elliot Friedman. Kiefer Bellows is going on waivers. Islanders playing the Rangers tonight. Tampa and Anaheim is the late one, but Stuart Skinner gets the start against St. Louis. 6 o'clock puck drop in Missouri.
Yeah, I think just playing the same game that I've been playing ever since, you know, coming out of camp. I think, just stick to kind of my game plan. I know Schwartz and I, we put up a game plan against these guys. So going out there and try to execute it.
You're one of the younger guys on this team, but still, what does the first road trip kind of do for a team just to kind of, you know, gel early on in the season and get moving?
Yeah, it's nice. I think it's a huge part of, like, just getting closer with the guys, getting closer with your teammates, getting to know guys more and better, and just getting on the road. You get to go out for nice dinners with the guys, and you spend most of your time with everyone else, right? So it's nice. It's nice to get on the road finally here and get to hang out with the guys, go out for some nice dinners, eat some nice steak. So it's been fun.
You think he's eating good? Stuart Skinner, after spending some time in the minors, he's up in the big league. He's enjoying himself, and he's playing some pretty damn good hockey as well. Okay, Champions Soccer League's going on today. I'm already pissed. I didn't get my bets in. Maybe I'll get them in by the end of the show. I don't know. We'll try and work it in some way, shape, or form. But World Hockey Report, we are presented by Every Game. Tired of shopping around for the best odds on sketchy offshore sports books? Well, stop wasting time. Click on the link in our bio today to sign up for Every Game. They've got the best bonuses, odds, and just for being a World Hockey Report listener, you're going to get an awesome surprise when you make a deposit using the link in our bio and punching in the promo code WHR on Every Game link in our bio. Oilers, Blues tonight, obviously the Blues, they shut out the Oilers 2-0. Saturday, a matinee game. I don't know how much stock I'm putting into that. It's kind of a weird one. Oilers never really fared well in matinee games to begin with. So I really don't sit here and think, oh boy, it's going to be the same outing. You rarely expect Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, those guys to get shut out. One of the interesting things to watch, though, Connor McDavid, bit of a weird collision against Pittsburgh. Is he 100% healthy? We know he's going to play. It's Connor McDavid. He's going to play. But is he 100% healthy? And if he isn't, is it worth risking it in game number 7 of the season? You tell me. You can let me know anytime at World Hockey RPT on Twitter. We asked earlier as well, who's been your MVP so far this season? If you want to jump in the chat, Heavy Hockey Network, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you're watching from, we got a lot of responses coming in on Twitter as well. Plus, our guy Philly Pete's got some plays in. Oh, you better believe we're going to go to Philly Pete here before the break. But Who's been the best player in the NHL so far this season? I think it's a fair thing. Everyone goes, well, don't jump the gun. It's a long season. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to overreact. Who do you think has been the best player so far this season? Michael says, I believe game after game, McDavid's always the best on the ice, but he's the easy answer. Second would be Nichushkin, with honorable mentions to Dahlin, who's been outstanding. Kirk? We know you, Kirk. He says McDavid. Paddle Down Podcast. Go check it out. Kirk's on there. He's with McDavid. Regina Boy says it's still McDavid. The unexpected production from some of the non-elite forwards are unsustainable. Neil says, statistically speaking, you have to go with Jesse Puljujärvi. Neil's a troll. We love Neil, but that's a Calgary troll at its finest right there. Jesper Bratt says NJ Gamecock. Jesper Bratt, he's not going to be the top player. Skirt goes with Pasta. Jeffrey Aid, I knew he was going to pick a Sabre here. Rasmus Dahlin, Oates DeHall says Nichushkin. Mike Robbie says the bread man. BGK tweets says Logan Thompson. I mean, that's just outrageous. He hasn't been the best. Has he been better than expected? Yes. Has he been the best player? Not a chance. TT's going with Stamkos. Shenanigans says Velarde's on fire. AZ Sports Guy Dylan Gunther or Shane Goss to spare. What a performance by Ghost yesterday. But do you even want that? I mean, if you're Arizona, are you tanking for Bedard right now? Columbus, what the hell's going on there? Gaudreau, Laine, and you struggle to score against Arizona. I mean, shout out Connor Ingram, the real, real deal. But Columbus has some issues they got to figure out. Luke says Ilya Mikheyev. He knows Adam hates him. Arbor, what was it? Jekage? I forget how you pronounce it even. They call him Wi-Fi. I think that's funny. And Ozzy says Nichushkin as well. Interesting, interesting aspects. But you know, our guy Pete was bringing it, and he's got his plays for today. It's Pete's Power Plays on World Hockey Report.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Philly Pete here, live with Pete's Power Plays on World Hockey Report, coming at you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, October 26th, 2022. First and foremost, happy 3-year wedding anniversary to my beautiful wife, Gina. Love you very much. Last night, we sweep. Back-to-back sweep nights, 4-0 in the last two nights now. Monday night, we go 2-0. Last night, we go 2-0, cashing out the Calgary Flames first period puck line. Minus a half a goal at plus 160. Great, great value there. I loved it. I loved where the line was going there. And also, the under 6.5 stars Bruins. I knew it was juicy at minus 140, but hey, when in doubt, it cashes out. Simple as that. So we rock out 2-0, another sweep. Back to back. Let's do it again tonight. Let's go 6-0 for the first 3 days of the week here. Tonight, we are going to go to Tampa and Anaheim, and then we're going to go to the Isles Rangers game. But first and foremost, before I do that, make sure you check out every game. A lot of sketchy sports books are out there, bonuses, odds. Go ahead, check out every game. And once you drop a deposit down, you will get a nice special surprise as being a loyal listener to World Hockey Report. Make sure you check out every game once again and use a promo code WHR for World Hockey Report. That's WHR. Once you make a deposit on every game, you'll get a special surprise by being a loyal listener. We love you guys so much. Check it out today. Every game. You won't be disappointed. Tonight, we are going to go to the Isles Rangers game. First period over. 1.5 goals at minus 140. I can see some early opportunities for the Rangers there. And I expect this game to be high flying the first period. I really do expect this to happen. So first period over, 1.5 goals, Rangers Isles. And then we're going to go to the Anaheim Ducks Tampa Bay Lightning game, where we're going to take the Lightning first period, minus a half a goal at plus 160. We've been cashing these out as of late. So we're going to do it again. Lightning puck line first period, minus a half a goal at plus 160 as your second play for tonight. Have a great, great Wednesday, and I'll be back tomorrow. See you guys.
Pete's Power Plays right there. Philly Pete, he's the man. You know his plays. What? Two straight days with sweeps. Is that good? I don't know. There's a lot of good hockey cappers out there. I know it's been a tough season. 4-0 over the past 2 days on your Twitter plays. If you're not following World Hockey Report, if you're not following Philly Pete, you are missing out on free money right now. I'll get to my best bets a little bit later on. I kind of lean towards where Pete is at with Tampa Bay in that first period against the Ducks. But I'm also thinking, and we'll talk a little bit about this with Andy McNeil as well, and taking a look at starting goaltenders here. I don't know if they've officially been announced, but that's been my go-to this season. It is really, there's been some goalies who've been hot, and there's been some goalies who have just been automatic locks in the over game. So yeah, that's one of the heavy trends. I'm not so worried about back-to-backs, rest, who's out, who's in. It strictly comes down to the goaltenders. And that's why Andy McNeil is someone we are going to be talking to on the show here. 12:30 for him after the break. Scott Miller, author of Leading the Pack. Of course, if you've got a thought, if you've got a comment, who's been the NHL MVP up to date? You can let me know. On Twitter at World Hockey RPT as well. Battle of New York. I think this is going to be an interesting one. The Rangers, they put up a good fight against Colorado, kind of as expected, right? I think everyone is pretty much in concurrence now that they're a top five team in the NHL. But Colorado, a little bit too good. They win 3-2 in a shootout. Other scores from last night, Vegas doubles up San Jose 4-2. LA over Tampa 4-2. Seattle just beats the brakes off of Buffalo 5-1. Calgary beats Pittsburgh 4-1. The Pens are in serious trouble. Bet against them, whoever they're playing next. Chicago beats Florida 4-2. New Jersey over Detroit 6-2. Nedeljkovic is in trouble. Arizona beats Columbus 6-3. Dallas and Boston cashes the under 3-1. Bees win. And Mini over Montreal. They cover the puck line as well. Okay, when we come back here after the break, it's author of Leading the Pack, Scott Miller, to talk some Sudbury Wolves on World Hockey Report. We're back in a minute. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
It's World Hockey Report. Cody Jansen with you. Follow me on Twitter at Janer on PXP. The show's at World Hockey RPT. Get those questions in anytime. Join now, author of Leading the Pack, Scott Miller, joins me on the show. I see you've got the Sudbury shirt on already. I've got the book in hand. But Scott, you got to give our audience some background on you first off. I mean, how do you get into the game? What's your level of hockey experience? All that good stuff. Give us the background.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, I got the shirt going. But yeah, I'm born and raised here in Sudbury. I've been a Wolves fan my whole life. in hockey and history in general. And that's sort of how I stumbled upon, doing, that's kind of a general background about myself.
So how about as an author? Have you written any books before? Is this your first one?
This is my first few, like, articles that probably nobody read, but this is my first book on, really excited to finally share with everyone and hear what they have to say.
So are you a Sudbury guy through and through?
Oh, yeah, born and raised here. Never lived anywhere else and don't plan on, I really like it here. And, I think anyone who's visited, a great place to live.
Talk about the book, Leading the Pack, 50 Years of Sudbury Wolves History. How does the idea first come to life for you?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, as a fan, I've always been into the team and the current sort of, season by season stuff. I wrote an essay in Sudbury Wolves when they won the Memorial Cup way back in 1932. Myself, as well as Mike Canito, who a lot of people might recognize his name, the historian. Myself, Mike, and a friend of ours, Mark Kuhlberg, who's a professor at Laurentian University. The book is a co-authored project. But before we could really get started, Mike decided that he really couldn't really commit to the project. They had other stuff going on and things like that. So off as a group project turned into a sole project. And Mike wrote the forward, which is provided feedback on early drafts, but that's sort of how it happened. Just what was going to be a group project about fellow hockey writers turned into this. And I wrote that and I'd have a whole book, but here we are.
So basically you're saying it's the school group project where you're the one who did all the work. And Mike, I mean, he is a friend of the show, but we'll throw him under the bus here. He backed out on you. So
he gave me the opportunity to begin with, but in the end he couldn't definitely. We'll frame it that way if it makes me look better, sure.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy as well. So Scott, you got Ron McLean writing the foreword, I believe, in this book. Talk about some of the people you connected with and who you talked to in this book to make it so special.
Right. Yeah. Ron was great. A few people I spoke with, Joe Bowen, of course, the Erie Leafs announcer, because he's from Sudbury and started his career as an announcer covering. So I got to speak with him, and I'm also a Leafs fan, so getting to talk to him was pretty cool. Over the first voice, just in regular conversation, not just during a broadcast. I also spoke with who, of course, coached Anaheim to a cup in 2007, but had a great playing career of his own. Isilda, just outside of Sudbury. He started his junior career with Sudbury, and his numbers were Tim. I got to speak with not only the current owner of the Wolves, Darryl Zulich, but Bud Burke, who is still alive in his early 90s. I got to speak with him, so that was pretty cool. Just because, so to be able to speak with, the guy who was instrumental in having years ago was great. So those are just a few names of people I spoke with, and they all had different things to offer and write the book overall.
What was the biggest hurdle you had in writing this book? I've always wondered what it's like. Like, there's got to be some days you're banging your head against the wall being like, what the hell did I get myself into? What's it like as a writer?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest hurdle is probably just, a lot of things. And I guess, people's worries. Well, I guess, so COVID was a big deal just because going into the, it was difficult, like a lot of things, there's restrictions and limited hours and so on. So COVID made it difficult when trying to do research, having those limited hours going through the microfilm time. Other than that, there wasn't anything I can't recall anything like anything. When you're working on a big project of any kind, there's times when you just want and stuff, but I genuinely enjoyed doing it. And, it was just a matter of, I guess fiction maybe has more difficulties because you got to come up with the story in your head with, and it's just a matter of figuring it out and deciding what you're going to include. So overall there wasn't anything too, I guess minor inconvenience caused by COVID in that regard. But overall, there wasn't anything too brutal. I enjoy doing it, and I'm glad to, like I said.
So you're talking about half a century of junior hockey. There had to have been some funny stories told. What can you give us here? There's got to be one good one that's in the book.
Yeah, I mean, it's funnier when they told it, and I think it's funnier in the book, but generally, Andy Carlisle, I talked to him separately, but basically Joe told a story of off game, and they went out for a dinner to celebrate. They were about to advance to the equivalent of the comp finals, and basically Joe just told a story saying that Randy Carlisle took advantage of the opportunity offered by the owner and sort of ordered an excessive amount of food, and tells it was pretty funny, kind of like poking fun at him. But then what was funnier is that when I brought that up to Randy claims we're exaggerating. So that was just one story of just kind of the different things that guys sort of pick up, you know, spin chicklets level stories of like just outrageous stuff. I think just interview I did, I was recording it on a recorder, and I let them know that. So I think maybe that for that share the crazier stories, but just little things like that. It's when it comes up, I try to include stories like that, or the wolf on the wire that some people might be familiar with. There's mention of a few stories of that thing going missing for, in some cases, a decade. They found it in some guy's basement in Toronto. How it ended up there, they never really found out. But I don't think that. I think that came up throughout that I could think of, and I think people will enjoy reading and stuff that happened as well.
Okay, you got to go back here because I'm a Western Canadian. What's this wolf on a wire? You got to tell this now.
Oh, pardon. Okay, sorry. I didn't know that. So the Sudbury Wolves, we're in there. Since really before the 50 years, there's been this war, and then later, now it's on a wire, a taxidermy stuffed wolf. Whenever the Wolves score at the Sudbury Arena at home, there's a pulley, and then this taxidermy, which was like, it's an actual wolf that comes up out on a pulley and kind of like above, up in the rafters, kind of looks down at the, and that's been going on since the 1950s. Like I said, originally it was on a trap door, and as over the years, different taxidermy wolves, like I said, it's been stolen before, gone missing. And then, sorry, I thought perhaps I should have thought that we're dealing with a national audience here. Yes, that's the wolf, a trademark of the Sudbury Wolves experience at home.
That's hilarious. I'm sure there's people that are watching. I mean, we got people watching from all over, but right. I didn't know about that. So that's hilarious. Hey, how crazy is the community arena though? Because I've heard some stories about guys back when they were going on playoff runs, that place gets wild.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, there's a quote in there. I didn't speak to him directly, but just something I came across. Obviously, he had a good NHL career. And I mean, he won a cup with Boston in 2011. And he said that was one of the crazy. In 2007, the Wolves made it to the OHL Finals. They lost. He said that playoff experience is probably one of the craziest environments he was ever part of in the NHL, and won a Stanley Cup. So, no, I mean, like they haven't had a ton of playoffs. We'll take as a conference finals appearance, and it'll get pretty rocket. And so no, definitely. Gets pretty. It's an old arena too, so maybe that adds to the experience. But
looks like we might have lost him there for a second. Oh, now we've got Scott back.
Oh, what happened there? Sorry about that.
I don't know. You disappeared for a second, but hey, it's a good trick. You're back.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. I don't know what happened there. My screen just but yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, so no, it's a great environment. I mean, there's talk of us getting a new arena eventually. It's, over 70 years old, but we'll break.
New barns aren't fun anyways. Hey, Scott, this has been a blast. Where can people find the book? I know it's available all over, but is there a main place people should be, or we should be sending people to?
Yeah, I mean, it's at the chapters here, but, for those of you who aren't, the listeners that aren't, you go to website, chapters, website. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it online at my published site. publishing based here in Sudbury. And if you happen to be in Sudbury, like I said, you can go to the mall. The Wolves have a merchandise store in the mall you can get it at. Or if you're at the Sudbury Arena, you can get it at those. Just a few places people can, if they're interested, get the book.
Scott, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
We're back after the break on World Hockey Report. The world and watch sports with Sports Travel Tours. How about the English Premier League? Get up close at one of the F1's Grand Prix from Monaco to Singapore and beyond. To the NFL packages, the games in London, and to any across the US. Watch the Oilers and Flames with road trip packages to Vegas and beyond. Or if you're a hockey nut like us, the Spangler Cup is a must-see event. Watch Canada this December in Davos at our favorite championship of the year. For details and more, visit sportstraveltours.com today.
Get ready to win with Billy's Smelling Salts. Billy's Smelling Salts are for gamers, athletes, and competitors alike who want to get in the zone. Us at World Hockey Report teamed up with Billy's, and if you use the promo code WHR when checking out, you'll save yourself some money. The highest quality smelling salts in the game and at the best price point if you use the promo code WHR on Billy's. Billy's Smelling Salts. Get ready to win.
What we do here is go back.
All righty, we're back. I think we got it figured out as well. Producer Eric is on the case. We've got Andy McNeil, NHL hockey betting expert, on the line. Andy, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
There we go. There we go. We'll take the dash one and blame it on it's early in the season right now. Hey, Oilers and Blues. I see -115 on the Oilers side. I love that number. Am I crazy here? Like, there's no way they get shut out 2-0 again.
No, I think the likelihood of that happening is pretty low. That's for sure. I mean, this Oilers team rarely finishes a game without finding the back of the net at least a couple of times, right? I know they've been on the rough side of the offensive offense early in the season here, scoring 5-on-5 goals, even strength goals at a really low rate. But I imagine they'll pick it up. Obviously, they've got, you know, two of the best goal scorers, two of the best players on the planet on their team. But from a betting perspective, I'm not really in love with this. With the number there, obviously, I think the Blues deserve to be an underdog, but I don't think the Oilers deserve to be favorite that I would be able to justify betting -115 on them on the road. I understand why people would be attracted to it for sure, with especially with Buchnevich being on the injured reserve and whatnot. So, I guess if I had to make a bet, I'd probably lean towards the Oilers just because of the circumstances that these two teams are playing under.
There you go, Andy. You're officially welcome into Oilers Nation. And hey, Andy McNeil is our big guest of the day, presented by SeatGeek. Live only happens once, so don't miss any of the action when you use promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Save $20 off your first purchase with promo code WHR on SeatGeek. That's promo code WHR on SeatGeek. Andy, I was talking with a couple of fans earlier in the show. I don't know if you caught it. They were asking, how much do I put into starting goaltenders versus previous performances, because it's such a short sample size early. And I put a lot into starting goaltenders, and I think that we're on similar pages, are we not?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't think the gap is as wide as some people think it is, probably, and maybe you're in agreement with that. But obviously, there are some cases, like we see two really extreme examples here on Wednesday with Igor Shesterkin and Andrei Vasilevskiy both playing on Tuesday, the two best goaltenders in the world right now. And obviously the drop-off to their backups is pretty significant to, you know, Yaroslav Halak and Brian Elliott. But, for the most part across the league, I think a lot of the backups are the goaltenders, right? I mean, there's some more than others, but the market definitely cares. And I talked about this example a little bit already this week on another show, but the Washington Capitals, I made a bet on them against the New Jersey Devils on Monday, I believe. I was adamant on the Capitals being very mispriced. I thought they should be the favorite heading into that game. And I'm still relying, like you said, it's a small sample size, so I'm still relying on my preseason predictions pretty heavily here. But I was wrong about the goaltender. I knew there was a chance that we could see Charlie Lindgren, but I thought Kemper was still the favorite to start. The Devils are coming in pretty hot and everything, but I was wrong. If I had waited, I would have got much better odds on the Capitals later after it was announced that Lindgren was in goal because of the drop-off, right? So, you definitely got to be cognizant of that for sure.
Are the days of the over 5.5s dead?
Well, I think you might see some, in some situations, because even when the totals were sitting around 5.5 and 6 on average in past years, we would still see some fives and whatnot, right? So I think it'll be a case by case basis, but yeah, definitely a lot less than we would have seen them a couple of years ago. It's definitely trending towards 7 for sure. I mean, I think you're seeing those a lot. You'll see those a lot more this season. You probably already have. And I think prior to last year, over the last 10 years or so, there was only about 15 instances or less than 20 games where we saw a total of 7 or 7.5, right? So I don't even know if we've got 7.5 before. So I think you're going to see that a lot more. And obviously that's a good thing for the game because everybody likes goals, right?
I feel like some people were posting that Leafs and Yotes earlier this year was at a 7.5. I don't know what sports book it was on. Again, this is Twitter, so it could be fully illegitimate, but I trust Twitter with my life, so I'm that guy.
You can find outlines at every sports book, right? I mean, a lot of, especially now, with the totals for 6.5 on average, at 6.5 on average, really. I think, you'll find a lot more 7, 7.5, and 8.5 alt lines, right? So you just got to look around. You got to kind of look past the main markets if that's what you're looking for, because you'll kind of find those tucked away in some of the back pages of the sports book.
So Tim's in the chat here. He wants to know, are player shot prompts more prominent than ever? I guess I've been seeing them too. I guess a lot of people are starting to jump on this whole prop trend. Are you seeing that on your end as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing new. It might feel new to people that haven't been in the betting space or haven't been like super ingrained in the betting space. But people have been doing it for a while, and it's the markets are more widely available now. You're getting more sportsbooks posting odds on shot props and whatnot. But still, I think a lot of the major players in the United States and Canada now, I guess, are kind of lagging behind. Like, they'll post every player pretty much for an anytime goal or a first goal scorer, but they'll only post the best of the best for the shot props at a lot of the big name books. So if you're looking for maybe some of the more maybe a player that was, on the third line yesterday and is on the first line today, or on the second line yesterday and on the first line today or whatnot, you might not find those players a lot of the time, right? So I think that could be where, with all the focus being on the top players all the time, it's only a matter of time before those markets are priced really, really efficiently, right? So I think, it's kind of a double-edged sword, but for sure, if you've got an edge, and you can find some value bets on a day-to-day basis betting shot props, then I think you should bet while you've had that edge, because it might not be around forever, right?
What's your X factor in the Battle of New York for for tonight. Islanders, Rangers. The Rags just had a tough game against Colorado. The Islanders are the favorite. I've got them at 130. You know, what are you looking at here when you look at these lines and where, you know, you might lay some money or think about it?
Well, I think that the biggest X factor for this game is Ilya Sorokin. He hasn't had a great start to the season, but I think obviously he deserves the benefit of the doubt. It's a extremely small sample of games, and he was one of the best goaltenders in the league last season. He's world-class talent, and I think the Islanders have something really good here at Sorokin. But you know, he has to have a statement game tonight. The Islanders, I don't think, would carrying the price tag that they were obviously if it was Igor Shesterkin and the Rangers weren't playing tire, but it's not, so the Islanders they kind of have to win this game tonight. But you know, at the current prices, I mean, go against the general, like the public consensus here that you know the Islanders should be priced at -130. I'm not saying I think the Rangers are a good bet here, but if I had to lay some money down, it would be on the underdog. I would take a flyer on that side. You know, even though it is Yaroslav Halak in goal tonight, the Rangers, you know, probably starting to feel just as desperate to get back on the right track as the Islanders are. And although Ilya Sorokin does give the Isles an edge, I think the line is kind of getting to a point where it's a bit inflated at -130.
And the Oilers and the Blues, I guess Stuart Skinner is going tonight. Is this a game similar to Dallas-Boston last night where the under 6.5 should be more obvious than it seems?
I don't know. I think you're right about the Dallas-Boston game. And I, after about 5 minutes of that game, I'm like, why didn't I bet the under? Right? Like, it's these two games always kind of lock it down. But, yeah, I don't know. I think Jordan Binnington, I'm still not super confident in him right now. And on that same note, just the Blues goaltending in general, I think that's a big concern, specifically when you're talking about these next two games. They're playing tonight against the Oilers, and then they're in Nashville tomorrow night. And I know Nashville hasn't been good this season, but going up against UC Saros in all likelihood and having to probably start Thomas Greiss. So I'm kind of concerned about the Blues goaltending situation unless Binnington can really, really lock it down like he did in last year's playoffs. But yeah, it's like you said, I think it's Dallas Boston is one of those ones that kind of sticks out and is an obvious underplay. But the Blues, they were one of the best offensive teams last season. I know they haven't got it going yet this year, but you know, you could potentially have two of the top five offensive teams from last season going head to head here if they play like they did last year, right? So,
well, I'm Team Binnington, so I disagree with you in that regards, but I also understand there can be some fair skepticism about his hot and cold streaks. So when you look to Oilers Blues tonight, I mean, you don't have to give away any secrets or anything, but what are you leading
towards? I gotta pick up for myself Binnington, if you just look through the lens of expected goals or goals saved above expected, his, you know, the rate at which he's saved goals for the Blues has dropped every year. And I know that's the case with every goaltender, but this stat takes into account league average, right?
But how can you get better than being the best goaltender in the world and winning a Stanley Cup? Like, it's hard to improve on that.
You're right. I mean, I don't know. I still think he's a tool, though.
That's my own personal opinion.
But, I really don't. I mean, I got to be honest here. I don't love anything. I don't like anything tonight, really. And like, I think that's my biggest attribute as a sports bettor. I would love to talk to you guys on a bigger slate and really like motor through a 10-game slate someday. And I'm totally open to do that. But just, you know, sometimes. And sometimes even on those days, I don't find what I like. Yesterday, there were 10 games, and I bet the Boston Bruins. I had a small bet on the Boston Bruins. Luckily, it cashed, kept a nice little streak that I've got going here intact. And there wasn't anything that I thought today that was worth, you know, risking any portion of my bankroll on, really, from a side perspective. I've got some little bets that I made that are not really worth talking about at this point because of the movement in the market and the fact that the odds are so different now. So I'm totally without a bet today. I'm a gambler without a gamble.
So I'm just going to read your brain right now. And based on the way that you're now a huge Oilers fan, go with the super puck line. Oilers minus 2.5 against the Blues. I think that's, I'll write the headline for Andy here on this one. One more though.
What I said.
Exactly. No, it's what you were thinking, not what you said. It's the headline. Yeah. Andy thinks this. We'll write it for you. Hey, one more though. Lightning and Ducks. Bolts are on a back-to-back here. The Ducks, they've got skill, and as I expect, Brian Elliott's going to start. Is a Ducks team total over 2.5 too juicy at minus 150? Like, I that's where I'm leaning towards. When I look at one play that I'm going to put on the Ducks and Lightning later after this show, it's Ducks team total over 250 or over 2.5.
I like where your head is at, because I tend, when it comes to totals, you know, and maybe that'll change with the way the NHL is and the way things are evolving around the league with scoring. But I tend to lean towards the team totals as well. I like the option to just focus on the team that you think can score goals, right? So I do think Tampa Bay is capable of you know, getting their offense going here tonight as well. Though the Ducks aren't great defensively. The Lightning, at least their core group, is known for being pretty good in the second half of back-to-back. So, you know, as much as I see where you're going with the team total, I wouldn't shy away from just looking at the game total itself too, right? So I think there's a chance that we could see both teams find the back of the net quite a few times tonight.
I just have a hard time seeing anything over a 4-2 hockey game, maybe 4-3 if we get lucky. So that over 6.5 scares me a tiny bit with those two teams, but I also get where your head's at. Hey, Andy,
I think if you're,
oh, sorry, go for it.
If you think the Ducks can score over 2.5 goals, you might as well just go with them on the money line. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking plus 125. If they can score 3 goals, they got a decent chance of winning against this Lightning team. So at plus 125, maybe the money line is your best option if that's where your handicap is at.
That's fair. That's what I've got them at too, on the money line as well. But hey, Andy, I know you're a busy man in the hockey world. What's keeping you busy right now? Where can people find you? Where's your mainstay?
Oh yeah, I'm busy every day. There probably isn't anybody else out there in the hockey betting space that's typically posting a daily report on all the games at around 8 a.m. Eastern time. I'm up at like 4 or 5 a.m. Mountain time every day.
I love it.
Putting everything together. And I love it too. That's why I do it. So really, really passionate about that, about betting and about hockey. But you can find all my daily stuff over at VSiN.com.
Andy, you're the best. You're one of our favorites to follow, and we appreciate you taking time here. Sorry for the technical shit show. We'll get it together for playoffs or another time when we get you on.
Fine, and I'd be happy to come on anytime. Thanks for having me.
Right there, Andy McNeil joining us on World Hockey Report. He's got some plays. Again, you can let me know what you like. I'm leaning towards the Oilers. I'm leaning towards the Ducks over 2.5 goals scored. And I don't know, that Isles Rangers game throws me off. Maybe I should just be a responsible adult in what Andy says and just shy away from it all. But I don't know. Maybe I parlay in, you know, a Rangers plus 1.5 and parlay that in with an Oilers money line or do something crazy. Maybe that's the ultimate play. I'm not exactly sure where my head's at, but if you've got something better, let me know. I know there's a ton of responses on Twitter as well about current MVPs in the league. So if you've got something, you can let me know on that regards. I'll quickly go through a few more answers before we do sign off here. At World Hockey RPT is where you can find us. Current MVPs. You guys are lighting up the mentions already. We've gone through all the Nichushkins. Another Jesper Bratt comes from Rodney. Logan Thompson. These Vegas fans got to stop. What's going on? Dustin says Nichushkin. Ozzy still on the Nichushkin. Neil, you're just busting around now. Okay, hey, Heavy Hockey Network's the place to be. I know Michael's got the preview up. We rode with that one. Oilers Blues tonight. It's going to be an absolute blast. Huge thanks to everyone who came on the show here to make it possible. Scott Miller, author of Leading the Pack. I've got the book. It's on my reading recommendations as well. The travels start to come. And so, yes, that means I'm going to be reading Leading the Pack and learning all about the Sudbury Wolves, one of my favorite locations in the OHL. Alrighty, everyone. We're back next week. Same time, same place. As always, be kind, be better.